We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lucky us, this morning we get to talk to a longtime friend of the show, someone who is about to embark on a brand new adventure. One of our favorites, comedian Mo Mandel, is on the line with us. Hey, Mo.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, so awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Don't have COVID yet, so things are good.
Yeah. Any close calls? Any, you know, do I have it?
Well, you know, my fiance's a doctor, so every day she comes home from the hospital, I'm worried that she's going to infect me, you know. I don't think people talk enough about the heroes on the front line who are engaged to people who are on the front line.
Yeah, those are now those are the real heroes, the people who are
Did you
engaged.
Hear what he did there? That was very well done.
Because we get all the same exposure, but none of the
glory,
you know, heroic credit.
Yeah, the unsung true heroes.
Right. I mean, look, sometimes there's only one path in the sand, Sarah, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Oh, look at you carrying the doctors on your shoulders. Listen, Mo, you know, is it good timing or bad timing that your show is debuting in the midst of all this? Because you can't go, you know, you're going to have to do phoners. You can't go on people's TV and do the big promotion. On the other hand, people are stuck at home and need to watch stuff.
Right. No, I think it is good timing in terms of people watching stuff. The bad news is if they're like, this is going so great, we want to order 60 more episodes, which you will shoot in 2025.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty hard to do a travel show when you go to towns. It's like everyone in those towns is wearing face masks and staying indoors.
And it's just, no, you can maybe you can FaceTime me, but I'm not coming out of the house. All right. So we should say Mo Mandel, who we just knew was going to bust out wide. I mean, this is it. This is the big deal.
This is the one.
This is it, Mo, obviously. You are doing a thing where you're going to little towns to find out, you know, what are you trying to find here? Like, are you just digging for, like, what the town's story is, or what is it?
No, it's kind of a small town justice kind of show, right? So, like,
across
the internet, you'll see these clickbait articles that say, like, the dumbest town in America, the ugliest town. Sacramento, oddly, has been called the town with the ugliest people, which I do not agree with.
No, so that's a town in Maine for sure. There's no way that you know, people in Sac, though, they're beautiful.
I know. That's what I've always said. But there's all these, like, just weird little headlines everywhere where they kind of trash towns or whatever. And so in this show, we actually go to those towns and give them a chance to kind of fight back and tell the real story.
Hey, Mo, let me ask you something. So how did this show come about? Because I don't get where a comedian who spends his you know, nights entertaining, you know, a room full or maybe sometimes twice a night ends up on the road with the – what channel are you on?
The Discovery Channel.
Yeah. How did you end up on Discovery, and how did you end up with this show? Did you pitch it? Did they pitch you? What's the deal?
No, this was all my idea, actually, because as a comedian, it's funny, no matter what town you go to, there's always a town right next door that everybody says totally sucks.
You know? That is so true.
You know, if you're in Springfield, it's Shelbyville. You know, if you're in Berkeley, it's Concord. Doesn't matter where you are, there's a town that people trash.
Concord just went, hey!
Hey! Did you do a show on Concord?
We haven't yet. But the truth is, I've performed at Concord. It's fun. There's all these places that people say, oh, that place is a bunch of hicks. If you go there, a lot of times you find out they're actually a great place. And not to belittle my comedy touring career, but a lot of times I'm performing in those places.
Oh, you know, I just realized that as you're, you know, oh, I'm going to some town and, you know, I don't know what states you've done this in. Have you done, you know, I don't know how many episodes you've done, but have you ever Googled a town you're going to that you'd never heard of and gone, oh boy, that's what they're saying about this place, huh? And then, you know, you're so friendly, you're out there talking to everybody and you're like, there's a show in this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that happens all the time where, like, you tell people, oh, I'm performing in this town, and they're like, oh, you're going to have a horrible time. And then you go there, like, oh, it's great. Why did everybody say it was going to be so bad?
So for people who don't know this type of thing, because I don't either, I wonder, so you get this sort of idea where you go, I could do a travel show and there's real room for comedy here. But so do you bring this to what? Do you call the Discovery Channel or how does that like you look them up online and go, hey, there's the program director at Discovery Channel. I'll email him. How's that work,
Mo?
I've been in L.A. for 13 years. I'm a little beyond the point where I'm Googling general hotline for Discovery.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I don't know.
I hit him up on Facebook like a professional.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. All right.
No, you bring it to, like, production companies, but, you know, it's kind of, like, based on this article where a guy in the Washington Post wrote an article in 2015 where he declared that Red Lake Falls, Minnesota was the worst town to live in America. And the town was furious, and they found out this guy had never even been there. And when they petitioned the Washington Post to send him to that town, he ended up liking it so much that he moved there. And that's a true story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I figured, all right, well, if that town got thrown under the bus, I'm sure a lot of them have as well. So, you know, I stood outside Discovery's building in Los Angeles for 3 weeks until I saw the president on his way in, and I pitched it to him in the elevator, and that's how we are.
Nice.
All right, well, that's good. I like it.
We all got to find our way in, Mo.
Yeah. You know.
In addition to this show, you're apparently going to be writing for USA Today. Is that a component of this, or is that a separate thing?
No, it is a component of it, yeah. So I have two articles in USA Today this week. So for each episode of the show's called Small Town Throwdown, I'll write an article about, you know, the town in USA Today. So now when you Google, you know, such and such city, and it usually comes up like drunkest town in America. Now you're also going to see my article, which gives like a much more fair, positive review. You know, so like
unless you now hold on. What if you go there and it does suck? What if it does live up to its reputation?
Then that's going to be on the DVD extras.
I see. So these, you know.
Well, and let's be honest, I want to believe that his plan really is to stay busy until he locks down this doctor, and then it's all cigarettes and raspberry parfaits the rest of his life from there on out, right?
Is that what a fantastic life is to you?
Cigarettes and raspberry parfaits.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, I don't know the Mo Mandel idea of ecstasy.
We're
going to
explore that on our time, Mo, but, you know, what does retirement look like for you?
Well, I'll tell you, I can tell you what quarantine is like for me.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance, you know, who's a urologist, is in the room. She's in her office in the apartment, just talking to men about their penises all day on the phone. And I just hear it all day while I'm trying to work. You know, she's doing at-home appointments now.
Oh,
so I'll be like,
God,
sitting here writing something. And it's here, tell me about your erection. I'm like, babe, are you on a Tinder date in there? I mean, what exactly is going on? Just like,
you know,
nonstop.
Could there be a more perfect partner for a comedian than a urologist? I mean, that is... it's priceless. He's got to describe all the stuff. She's got to ask questions. I mean, that's primo, like prime cut eavesdropping.
Oh, I'm telling you, Sarah, it's all cigarettes and parfait over here.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just cigarettes and parfait. I'm living the good life.
Woo!
You know?
All right.
Damn. Well, listen, Mo. So the show debuts tonight on the Discovery Channel. How many episodes were you able to make?
Right before the thing happened, we only were able to get in, we went to two cities. Appleton, Wisconsin, which is called the drunkest town in America, and Lubbock, Texas, which is called the most boring town in America. And it really is, I'm more proud of this than anything I've ever done. I truly believe this is so funny. If you like Dirty Jobs, if you like Anthony Bourdain, it's got that same sensibility to it. I go there, we like have this nice leave-behind moment like in Appleton. They do this thing called a polar plunge where they dive into this frozen river. So to celebrate that, I built a slip and slide out of snow right into this icy river in the middle of January that we actually got the town to do to kind of celebrate their Viking, you know, go for the extremes kind of spirit that we discovered out there. So it's just a lot of fun. I really think people are going to dig it. 10 o'clock, and if we ever get past this plague, we'll get out there and shoot a lot more episodes.
Well, I really hope that it is a hit for you. I think that I love you, as you know, as I tell you every time I see you.
Thank you so much.
We can all look for the articles in USA Today. Discovery Channel tonight, Small Town Throwdown, starring our own, we're owning you now, Mo Mandel.
All right, buddy, good luck.
And I'll be performing at Concord probably later this year.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, good luck there.
Big up to Concord. I love you guys. You guys are the best. Thanks for having me on.
Bye, Mo. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, everybody. Mo Mandel. Always great to hear from him.
He is fantastic.
He is fantastic. You know, it's a good idea. People have great ideas. I'm always like interested
to
hear.
I'll post some of that info up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, that is perfect because the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page brings us the celebrity trash. Isn't that amazing?
You know, I didn't get it. There's no real way to follow up in a timely manner on any of the stuff we were talking about, but I bet you he did stock. Like early in his career, as he's trying to make it, I bet he did send emails. Like those are things maybe he's more established in now, and that's why it's resulted in a show. But you know, how do you break into stuff like that? It's pretty weird to think that you.
Yeah, I mean, he must have an agent. That's all I'm thinking. Like, you know, he goes, he shoots this pilot, and says, "Hey, see what you can do with this." You
right.
But it isn't easy to get a TV show.
No,
and that's, I mean, you know, Discovery Channel's a legit channel and, you know, he's a nice guy. I really like Mo. I hope that works out. I like the concept. We'll just see. Cause if some of these towns, the thing is, you know, if Lubbock is the most boring town, then you're like, oh man, this episode's ruined. It's so boring.
Well, I think that the premise is just to get a funny guy out in the street. What was Dave Attell's show? Didn't he used to do After Hours or something?
Something like that.
It was like stuff he'd film after his stand-up.
Right.
He'd go out into the night and film. And it was really just about he's a funny guy and put him in a scenario where he can, you know, riff on people.
And sometimes those are the funniest things. Like, I don't know if you ever watched any Conan O'Brien, but I actually thought his show stunk. But he would go out into the world and try something, and he's just funny.
Right.
Like, it was so much funnier when it wasn't stuff that he was reading off cue cards or jokes that they had written. Like, I watched him take this ballet lesson one time with this whole group of actual ballet dancers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I'm like, oh, Conan, this is what, stop with the whole showing you're licking the nipples and the, like, that's.
Whoa, don't.
Just hit the button. Go ahead. Don't worry about it, Nicole.
What? She
never hesitate to hit the button, even if it's fine.
I'm going to say it again.
Don't do it, Sarah. What are you?
Every single night on his talk show, he would come out and love on the audience and someone would like, you know, do stuff to his areolas. I don't know how to say it without it being. He did it every night on TV. It's not something that needs to be done. For God's sake, we got to get over the whole
thing. Isn't he on after midnight? I think there's a different audience there, different expectation.
I never watch anything after midnight. I watch in the middle of the day. That guy got paid. Anyway, here we go.
Who? Just, Conan did?
Yes.
To leave. Good for him.
Paid to leave, and then you know, paid to have another crummy show. Although I'll tell you, those Man on the Street bits, fantastic. Chris Cornell's daughter has launched a mental health series in his honor. Her name is Lily Cornell Silver. She's the daughter of the late Chris Cornell. It's a discussion program, they're calling it. It's called Mind Wide Open. And the intent is to normalize the topic of mental health in Chris Cornell's honor. She made the announcement yesterday on her Instagram on the 3-year anniversary of his death. 3 years. I can't believe 3 years have gone by.
I'm with you.
The new series is going to be on Instagram. It'll feature interviews with mental health professionals, public figures, other notable guests who seek to keep the conversation surrounding mental health going. And in her announcement, she stated her goal is just, let's get this normalized. Let's make this a topic that people aren't, it's not taboo when people aren't afraid to talk about it, especially now while everyone is having a mental breakdown in their homes. So it's perfect timing. Anyway, Lily Cornell Silver is her name, and she's doing a mental health series in his honor. Sammy Hagar wants to get back to work. My friend Sammy. But he is, quote, enjoying doing nothing for the first time in my life. He did watch Ozark and part of Breaking Bad. And he's doing
and
all the cooking.
You guys talked about that on the phone or how?
No, we didn't. I read an interview in like Rolling Stone or something. They did an extensive interview. I don't talk to him because we're just acquaintances, not friends.
Right.
55. I have been enjoying, though, he's been doing this, like, you know, quarantine concert series. Although, it's, you know, like, they're doing, like, covers of other people's songs. Him and all the guys all in a separate screen. And I think it's called the Lockdown series or something. He says, when I wake up, I don't have to get out of bed because I don't have anything to do. It's not like, hey, you got an interview at 9:30 or you got to be somewhere. So I just stay in bed till I feel like getting up. Look at my morning emails and texts because I don't work after 7 p.m. I just shut everything down after that. I just lay in bed and do all that naked. My wife opens up the blinds and the doors and the windows and I just lay there till like 10:30, 11 o'clock. I roll out. I don't get dressed. I mean, I put on a bathing suit. I live in California, so it's warm. I brush my teeth and I scratch my hand through my hair to fluff it up a little, get rid of bedhead, and I come downstairs, have a little breakfast and coffee. I maybe make a few phone calls. I pick up my guitar and noodle around. About 1:32, go for a walk on the beach, and then I have a quick little lunch. I'm not a big breakfast guy. I have a light breakfast. Come back, my wife and I go for another walk, or I take a nap. Maybe I'll fire up the jacuzzi for later. I don't know.
What a life.
I have to start my cocktail hour up to 4. I started to move my cocktail hour up to about 4:30 now. He's giving himself an extra half hour. I'll mix myself a nice margarita or mojito, my two favorite cocktails, and I start thinking about dinner. I go through the fridge. I'm like, what do you feel like? Start prepping, eat dinner around 6 with a nice bottle of wine. Around 8, jump in the jacuzzi, maybe watch a movie. Around 9, then go to bed. I'm dead serious. Kind of sad, huh?
Ah, it sounds like the life.
I'll tell you something.
He's not a young man, so frankly, he's pretty active, even in what you might consider a quarantine. He's busy. Look at him go.
And honestly, it goes on. He's clearly got a lot of talking to do because this is a long article and it's all just stream of consciousness running my hand through my hair to fluff it up. I don't need a big breakfast. I'll go for a walk. I'm like, oh my God. He talks about like the gardeners still come and they clear out and the housekeeper comes, you know. He says, we don't make a big mess though. Don't worry. You don't have a lot to do. He takes out his own garbage and then he gives a roast chicken recipe, which I forwarded to John. I'm like, John, this sounds delicious.
Wow.
I know. He's going crazy like the rest of us, Sammy Hagar. And that's it. I am completely out of time. Thanks again to Mo Mandel. His show debuts tonight on Discovery Small Town Throwdown. And you can see his articles about the show in USA Today. What's coming up in the news, Vince?
Swordplay makes the news after these.
Oh, well.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.